Alan in Alaska, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
I'm in the process of remodeling a duplex, and I've got some new sheetrock up and some old textured walls. I'm trying to figure out the best way to go over them. I've heard people say that I need to prime the walls before texturing after doing the drywall work. What is your opinion on that?
Well, when you put fresh drywall up, you should always prime the wall because you're going to find the drywall is very absorbent. And if you put a good coat of primer on there, it's going to help anything that comes after that adhere better. So we do think that priming is always the first step.
And after texturing, prime it again before painting?
No, I don't think after texturing you need to prime it again. You can continue with the painting process and paint right over that. Now, if you're painting over a textured surface, you're going to have to use a very, very thick roller.
Yeah, like super textured, like a thick nap on it. I've seen, and actually, you know, in the homemaker shows that I work on, a lot of the wall surfaces are textured in these newer homes. And we've used, I mean, the thickest napped roller I've ever seen in my life. And it coats those walls pretty much in one coat. And it's like the super duperest, thickest roller I've seen. If you can get your hands on that, go for it.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.